Next week's vote in the Seaford School District marks the district's first request to raise taxes in 6 years. And District Superintendent Corey Miklas says the March 4th referendum is a two-part ask.
One is for the district is seeking authorization to issue bonds in the amount of $491,000 for capital improvement. And the second question is the authority to levy additional tax to fund current operating expenses.
District officials point out that Seaford has not passed an operating referendum in 14 years. And the capital piece, he says, is focused solely on funding a partial roof replacement at Central Elementary School. Now, if both pieces are approved, the district's director of administration services, Yolinda Gallagher, explains the impact on taxpayers.
For the capital improvement question, there will be no raise for their taxes because we have a bond maturing, so they kind of cancel each other out. For the operating expense, for someone that has an average residential assessment property, they're looking about $8 a month or $96 a year.
Residents can vote next Wednesday, March the 4th at Seaford High School between 7 a.m. and 8 p.m. Kelly Steele, Delaware Public Media.